Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Mm-hmm. It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you sounds from Spoonie Music. Ah, beautiful right there. I think I can drive and go to Durban with that song.
Sure.
Advocate is agreeing with me. I could go to Durban and back with that one. And the title of the song is You Kept Me Alive. And we thank God for keeping us alive. He kept us alive when we were going through COVID and all other things that we are going through. We have buried our loved ones and others have gone to glory. But we have been kept alive. We are still being kept alive for a reason. And so maybe we are kept alive to address the CRL issues.
Yes, we have to address them.
Okay. So South Africa has appointed a committee to regulate the body of Christ or the churches. And this has sparked heated debates about the role of the state in the church and how far can the state go and be involved in the church matters. And so we are talking about this with Advocate Rufus Malachi. We are also talking to Pastor Lucas Nkosi on the other side. He is on the ground. He attends these meetings together with the COCC. Advocate is also following it. He wrote a book on that. What's the title of the book, Advocate?
It's entitled Church or Cult? Why People Are Doomed to Be Fed Snakes and Happily Drink Petrol.
Yeah, okay. Sure. It just mentions everything that has kickstarted the CRL. And so, Muruti Lucas, I said when we come back, we will ask you this question. Do we really need regulating? In the light of everything that's been happening, how the CRL came about to pass, you know, and it came to being, and the other things that have been happening, do we really need the state to regulate us? Do we need regulating as the church?
Hey, yeah, that's a tough one. And, you know, some people, you know, when you listen to some people's commentaries and as well as the CRL on the matter, they think it's as simple as, no, we have lawyers with their LPC, regulatory body, every people with qualifications, why can't this sector be regulated? You know, they think the answers to that are simple as that. You know, what makes it easy for other sectors to have those regulatory bodies is because they are dealing with the same content. There's no lawyers, you know, creativity in law. I mean, even Advocate Hemalaji can bear witness. They are dealing with the same laws, same case laws and so on. It's just that in application and so on, then they'll do their best to help our people with cases and so on. In terms of medicine, it's the same thing. But the problem here where religion is concerned is that it's dynamic. Even within the Christian faith, people who profess to be Christians, they have different views and so on. And some views are so opposed that now you have to pick one at the expense of another. And that is not the competency of the state. Hence, earlier I said it, that now when you deal with the law, you speak of a standard that cuts across. And it's hard to apply the same standard where religion is concerned, unlike other belief systems and so on. And now we need, the other thing that we need to understand is the concept of self-regulation. Self-regulation as defined in CRL documents and debates, you know, and discussions, and self-regulation according to our understanding of English are two worlds apart. Yeah, words may be the same, but meaning will tell you which is which. You see, so when people hear CRL say, but no, we are saying self-regulation, they think it's self-regulation as they understand it. the CRL version of self-regulation is equivalent to what they wanted to achieve in the past, which is state regulation. That's why Mamam Togum Kaluva, I mean Kwanesi Kaluva, has been consistent about having a body, and there must be a legal framework with powers, because without the legal framework with powers, this thing cannot work. And once you talk legal, you are talking the law, and the state is the enforcer of the law. And once it becomes a law, whatever that thing, even if it's called self-regulation, once you put legislation to it, it's state regulation and it's state religion, because the state will have to define, you know, the type of faith and so on, and also the concept of the aspect of professionalizing, you know, the sector, especially pastors. You know, it's another thing where we must tread carefully there, because there are two sides to this aspect. The aspect of the calling, where you are a pastor because you are called. And once you are professionalizing it, it means there must be a standard. You must do it like professional bodies, you know, not like your prophets, because a prophet speaks as God, you know, declares. Although every prophet, a true prophet of God, is always aligned to the word of God. And in most cases, even in history, you know, prophets were not friends with the state. You know, there are things somewhere we were good with kings, but when the king does something which is against the word of God, you remember even in Daniel chapter 6, where now those guys influenced the king to pass a law, and that law was against, you know, the belief of Daniel. And Daniel, you know, disobeyed that law and stick to what God was saying. But now with this regulation, it will be like, oh, you must succumb to the law, or else, like that language, we will withdraw the license we gave you. And that will be equivalent to criminality. So things like that. The apostles themselves, they were told, don't speak again and preach again in this name, or else, you know, you're going to jail. And they said, no, we rather obey God rather than men, you know, things like that. So where the church is concerned, yes.
So are we concerned that if the church is regulated, we might find ourselves in a position where, as you say, taking us back to the word, if you use this name, would we find ourselves in a place where we can't even express ourselves and even spread the good news the way we ought to, or the way we've been commanded to in the word, if we are regulated?
That's exactly what will happen, because we will be told, you know, boundaries will be set to say you can go as far as this. I remember some years back, you know, with the interview when the pastor, the Harangua, Pastor Lesego, was interviewed, you know, they said, no, there'll be a box for each and every religion, like your Christian box, and we will tell you that, no, if you fit in this box, and as far as your belief as a Christian in this box, now, if you step out of that box, we'll take your license, you know, that we have given you from Umbrella Bodies.
Okay.
And after taking that license, if you jump out of the box, you are going to jail. And it's been a rhetoric, you know, over the years to say, if you jump there, you know. So, but now the scriptures, I mean, if we need regulation, we are regulated already by the word of God.
Okay.
And then other things are administrative, and then they are harmless because they cut across issues of financial management and so on. These are skills development things that can be addressed.
Okay. This can bring about something that can divide the church, I assume, because there are certain matters that have been happening that were scary, taken even to the court of law at the end of it all. So I'm going to take this one to advocate Malachi to say, then how can then order be restored? Because now what Muruti Lucas is saying is that the self-regulation, if we say that let the church self-regulate, still it doesn't mean exactly what it means, as simple as it is, self-regulate. So how does then order get restored into the sector, what should the body of Christ do?
Okay, once again there, a bit of correction. The church is not the sector.
Okay, it's this is faith. How the department looks.
Yes.
All right.
That's where that's where they go wrong. It's not a profession.
Okay. All right. It's not a profession, it's not a career.
It's a faith.
Okay.
And somebody's faith, it's everything.
Right.
If you want to destroy a person or to hurt a person, touch their faith. And number two, if we're talking about religion, how many religions do we have in South Africa?
Sure, lots.
If there are many, do we even know what is happening in there? Is whoever is doing funny things there, doing in the name of their religion, being called out in terms of calling out the whole religion? Are we dealing with the individual? That's the question. So the faith, it's a very dynamic, complicated issue. Even the Christian faith itself, there are so many different denominations, so many different churches.
And dynamics.
So many dynamics. That's why we have denominations. They've got their own code there. They do regulate themselves. They do take disciplinary action against one another where necessary. And they do not need the state to come and tell them what to do. By the way, even Satanism is a religion in this country.
Yeah.
Okay, we are not going to go there.
It is a religion. Who is saying anything about the things that are happening? By the way, as I indicated, what the work of the CRL Commission is.
It should be regulating
it's
everyone
now. It's
not
only about religion. Uh-huh. That's why it's called CRL.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the other abbreviations, the C and the L? What has been done or what is being done about the C?
And the L.
Which is cultural.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural communities.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there for religious communities only.
Mm-hmm.
The linguistic communities. There are many complaints about the deterioration of African languages and stuff like that. Has the CRL Commission done anything about that? Cultural. We talk about many children dying every year in the guise of so-called circumcision schools. Who has ever said anything from the CRL Commission about the so many deaths that are always predictable every year, where people call themselves, doctors, traditional doctors who take these children to these places and they always die? Did anybody ever mount an investigation to find out why this thing is happening and why so many bogus doctors, schools are there? Nobody has ever been arrested or convicted as far as I remember. So the issue of regulation of religion, it's really complicated. You can't do that. The most important thing as a church, what we must do is that we must empower people, because there are people who are vulnerable.
All right.
And I've mentioned some of them. Some of them are people who believe that somebody can make them rich overnight.
Or desperate.
They are desperate.
Desperate for God.
Don't be. No pastor or anybody can make you rich. They're ignorant. There are people who go to church every day. They don't even read the word. They don't know what the word is saying about any aspect of their life. They don't read the word for themselves. They are always prone to fall victim to these false, so-called false prophets and all that. Somebody just coming to play with your mind and saying, your word, by the way, begins with S. So, man of God, it begins
right.
with S.
Let's not go deep into that, Bob. Let's not go deep into that. But we hear you.
This is very problematic.
But now, how do we, in the resurrection of the latest and the news that are happening right now, with where we at, Pastor Lucas now coming back to you, what should be the move of the church? Do we still have a chance to say, to have a word into this? Because now a committee has been erected. So what should happen now? I know 4SA is part of this. Freedom of Religion South Africa is also objecting on this and bringing forth to say now it's going to be a problem where freedom of religion is concerned. And I know that advocate is going to go back and say, it's not a religion, but it's a faith. But okay, then what should be our role as Christian, Pastor Lucas?
Yeah, I would like to echo as well what advocate was talking about, to capacitate the church in terms of skills development, issues of governance, you know, as per the word of God. It's not like earlier I spoke to the self-regulation. It's not like we are anti-regulating or so on. We are simply saying whatever regulation that must happen in the church must be in alignment with the word of God, because the word of God has the teachings on how people should conduct themselves. I think in the book of Timothy, on how people should conduct themselves in the house of the Lord. And we are hearing about bishops and so forth. They are, the word of God is there. But once you bring the state into
so which picture, means that the Christian body supports accountability, safety, yes, and healing in faith. Mm-hmm. Okay, in the faith communities.
Yeah, that is based on the word of God.
Okay.
Not as prescribed by the CRL or the state. And I heard, even last week, a committee that must go around the country to mobilize, so that now the chairperson was asked, what is the expected outcome out of that, you know, those consultation, is that they must come with the peer review committee and so on. The old debate where we've been, you know, even in the past, mm-hmm, where Parliament even rejected that, to say, you know, the outcome. And my question was, how does she know of the outcome if this is a consultation? Isn't it predetermined? How do you know? Because
we are still on the stages of,
you
yes
know, conclusion. You know, the report must tell you this is what was found out, this is what,
okay,
but to determine. So issues like that, we need to make sure, you know, that the state is far away from this thing. And then if we are to get it right as the church, even in 1 Corinthians 6, where it says when you have issues within the church, resolve them within the church.
Mm.
But not by definition of what the CRL and even that section 22 and even that committee, by the way, is still questionable. Because where I stand to be corrected. It's a blessing that, you know, advocate Malajis, yeah, the reading of that section 22, I don't think the CRL applied it correctly, because of, according to that code there, it speaks of that commission needs, it's either is constituted of commissioners only or commissioners,
okay,
the reading there says members and other, and staff or, you know, others, and it puts a comma. But how the CRL read it,
yeah,
they've put a comma after staff.
Okay.
And a comma that is not there, even in that act, you see, things like that. So, but however it may be, you know, if the end goal is to produce that type of body and so on, and the licensing and the legislation framework, that thing is state religion.
Okay.
And it's opposed to
state religion, to state governance and regulating of the church. Mm. Okay, I understand that. Mm. Let's take a family member on the line, and then I would like to know if we still have opportunities of consultations as members of faith. I saw you calling in. You can call in and talk to us. The line is opened on 012-334-1322. Yeah, I saw you calling in, but I had to allow Pastor Lucas Nkosi to say everything that was supposed to be put on the table. So you can call again. The lines are opened. I'm sorry we didn't take it on time, but you can call. So do we still have an opportunity to participate on consultations? Because we're still supposed to be on consultation time, right? But just hold it right there. I see advocate is just about to respond. How are you, family? Hello.
Hello, this is Bongile. How are you?
I'm good, Babunkosi. Welcome.
Amen. Bafundisi bami njani? Lapho mfundisi na advocate.
Yes, siyabonga Babunkosi. Siyaphila.
Hayi, siyabonga. Hey, silweleni bantu bakithi. Hayi, silweleni ngoba la impi against Christ. Yabona kufanele into sijika-jike bantu bakithi. Yebo nina vele ngoba ngisema parliament banenhlonipho. Mina nginawuhlonipha ngoba ngikhe parliament. This is war against Christ. Hayi ukuthi bafuna ukuregulate ama religion. Zingaki igigaba umfundisi bakasho ukuthi zingaki igigaba zenzeka eingomeni, zingaki igigaba zenzeka einyangeni. But kwakhethwa isonto. And why regulator kanjani into kamoya wena unganawo nalo moya engcwele? And akusicaki thina ngobe nabafarisi bebasho kuChrist ukuthi no uphilisa abantu ngamadimoni. Kube nabo bebane chance yokumregulator bebazawufuna ukumregulator.
Yeah, they did try. They did try, of course.
My stella nichubeke njalo nisilwele umfundisi Lucas lapha eParliament. Ngiyabonga.
All right. Thank you, Babunkosi. Babunkosi says, please continue with the good work that you're doing, Advocate and Pastor Lucas there, because you represent the body of Christ. And he says, when we go back to the words, even the Pharisees and the Sadducees tried to regulate our Lord Jesus Christ in sharing his message. And he says, this is all against Christ. To be honest, in all truth and fairness, this is all against. And yeah. This is Babunkosi right there. So do we still have opportunities of consultations with the stakeholders that are there, or with the CRL itself, or the new committee? What's happening, Advocate?
My understanding is that, yes, this committee is going to go around the country consulting.
Okay.
But somehow you have to register to show that you want to participate.
Register, we have to register if we have to have a say. Yeah.
To register to so that you can comment. But one pastor, I won't say his word, is having a quite a huge following in his church. He was complaining that he did even try to go into the meeting, one meeting,
but he was
turned
allowed.
Away.
Okay.
Was not allowed to go there, and he was complaining that actually there's been a handpicking of those who agree with what is happening. Those who are suspected not to be in agreement are not even being consulted seriously and stuff like that. I'm not sure about that, but all I'm saying is that there is room for that. But
okay. The
fact of the matter, as I said, this thing has divided even the body of Christ, because some of them have been brought into this, being told that no, this is now being left to the church leaders everywhere. Everybody will have a chance, but it's not true. That it is still being controlled by the CRL Commission, and I'm even wondering about the budget that is going to be involved in taking people everywhere, all over the country, booking venues and hotels and stuff like that.
Okay.
But the apparently there is this. But as I've already said, the most important thing that the church can do is to empower the people of God.
Okay.
People need to know what is sound doctrine. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, unfortunately, it says there will become a time.
2 Timothy 4?
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. Myths, giri nonwani, that's paid. Means stories that are coming from nowhere. People do like listening to things that do not make sense with no scriptural basis. Mm. And they say, they go to church, somebody entertains them, and they say this is the, they are listening to the gospel. It's high time that people must understand that the Bible is not just one of those books which is an option for you to study and understand.
Mm.
Prayer is not something that you, somebody must do on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
You must have a relationship with God, and God does speak to people even on this day, in spite of what the commission is saying. Anyone who says God has spoken to them must be taken to a mental hospital.
Yeah. Pastor Lucas, your take on that?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we need the equipping. The equipping of people must happen in the church. You know, that's what the scripture has always been teaching us. And if we are truly Christians, you know, according to the word of God, then we must follow what the word of God is saying. Now, like this Section 22 committee is said to be a Section 22 committee for Christians. If it's truly for us, whatever engagements and debates that are, you know, are done around that place must be founded on the word of God. Anything that is not aligned with sound doctrine, yeah, as advocate, you know, is sharing, you know, on Timothy there, you know, anything that is not aligned to some doctrine, even for Timothy 1, where Paul is saying, you know, the law is for the lawless, and it mentions and mentions, and at the conclusion there, because the list is longer than those verses, it says, and anything that is not aligned to sound doctrine, you know. So that's where the law must come in, so that it prevents sinners, because sinners do not have a conscience that comes from the word of God and the spirit of God to say this is what you're doing is wrong and right. And that's why God has set government, so that the government must come in and intervene, so that the sinners should not disturb the peace of law-abiding people, and the worst part, those who are of the faith, you know, who have self-control and governed by the Spirit of God from within. And here's another thing that I, you know, I would like to even speak to, because it's been used. You know, we are deemed as people who don't care about victims of abuses, whether sexually, whether financially, and so on. Those things are criminalities.
Okay.
They are crimes. And
I guess the challenge that's there, Pastor Lucas and Advocate, is that when it comes to such matters of crime, then maybe the church doesn't really have a way of dealing with this, or what people can do. Because it's a shocker. If we go back, some of the criminals have been hidden by the churches themselves. And when they're supposed to regulate, they say, no. It's Pastor so-and-so, so we're going to cover it up.
That's a problem.
So I think that's where then that's where, do you call them loopholes?
Just to come into that, that's why I'm saying there's a difference between a church and a cult. There are so many cults that are masquerading under the name of a church. And it's for true servants of God to call out and make people understand that not everything that is calling itself a church is a church. There are, one of the things that you'll identify a cult with is that it's not Christ who's being lifted up there. It's the leader of the church.
All right.
And people must know that such a thing is not a church. And it ruled by fear. People are even afraid of leaving this cult, because they are being told once you leave here, you are going to die, or every blessing that was ever upon you is going to be removed and stuff like that. Section 18 of the Constitution says we have got freedom of association.
Okay.
You have got the right to associate with me today, and tomorrow, if you realize I'm not doing the right thing, you can leave.
All right. Let's take a break and then let's come back. I know there's so much that we can talk about here where we, you know, would like to talk about. But when we come back, then what should be our action moving forward with the latest and with criminality right within the church? Because I think that is what raised the eyebrows a lot, to say criminality is happening there. We find ourselves where we are at. Alrighty then, we're coming back. And I'm sure that we do need to pray more than anything, talking to our Lord Jesus Christ for direction through and through. We need to devotion. That is Family Factory in the background, in the title of the song, Devotion. We're coming back.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Oh my, oh my. And that, of course, is Family Factory Devotion. And yes, my family, you're on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Hey, yes, I'm not alone. I'm with Advocate Rufus Malachi, and he is not alone. We are with Pastor Lucas Nkosi, who's on the line on the other side. We are talking about the latest reports on CRL and looking into what the body of Christ can do. The CRL has also appointed a committee to regulate the CRL, but with the looks of it, it's more concentrated on the Christian body. Okay, let's hear what a family member says quickly before we wrap it up. I know we don't have time. Oh.
Yeah, greeting my pastor and advocate. This is Pastor Mose from Gakheso. My pastor, we are heading for, we are heading to a serious battle. We know that the Bible says we fight not against flesh and blood, but powers, principalities in the heavenly places. The reason why there's so much objection to what the commission is busy with, or to the intentions of the CRL as the commission, is because the heart of the leader of that commission is not led by the Spirit of the living God. That is the problem. And that's going to cause serious problems in this country, because this actually is actually bringing division in this country. You cannot regulate Christianity because we are vast different denominations doing things differently. There's no way. They can deal with matters. If a criminal be arrested, if there are issues happening in that particular church, there should be investigation. If those key issues are criminally related matters, then there should be investigation. We cannot mix the two. We cannot mix faith with flesh. There is no way. We are fighting. The war is just about to begin, because the leader is led by a complete wrong spirit. You can feel it when she speaks. That she's full of hatred. And we have to rise up We have to stand up like Daniel. We have to rise up as Christians. Those who are asleep, it's time to rise up now. It's time to take up our staff and open the Red Sea in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. That is Muruti Moses. He said Moses. I hope yes. I said it. Yes. I heard it correctly. Thank you so much for your contribution. He says some things that we spoke about when we were off air, that now what? Can we, because I think when we are looking, Muruti Lucas, the Bible talks about suing each other. And then so when there's a criminal, we hide the criminal in the church. It's just like home. In most of the homes, the uncles are perpetrators, but they are hidden because so this is what we see happening in many churches in the past, where there are criminals and criminal activities that have taken place, and they were hidden under the rug, swapped under the rug, and the victims have to live with it, and they'll go through counseling, man kimuruti, you know, or man, it's a deacon. And I was asking advocate, so what do we do? Should and advocate your answer there?
Yes, as I've already indicated, well, apart from exposing these people and teaching the people about what the Word of God says, we have to be accountable.
Yeah,
all of us will appear before the judgment seat of God, and we will answer, not about the sins that we have committed ourselves or perpetrated, but even those that were committed by others, if we were in cahoots, if we were protecting them, if we're condoning them, if we're ignoring them, that is a sin of omission, and it's a sin. Therefore, if you know of anybody who is perpetrator of these things, you report the person. You first of all, where you can, you call out the person, you confront. If it means you die, so be it. If it means you be hated for doing the right thing, so be it. And assisting these vulnerable people. Like this thing of you, Malumi, are talking about people with our culture, hey, the name, family name, and stuff like that. You are as guilty as the perpetrator himself.
All right, advocate. You are a what do you call it again? There's a name for it. Yes. If I'm working with you and I know you're doing wrong, but I don't report.
Yes,
I'm an accomplice.
Yes,
I'm an accomplice.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Ooh. Yeah. Muruti Lucas, as you're closing, these are our last statements. I'm left with like 2 minutes now. Muruti Lucas, right. There have been calls for Christian bodies to engage, be there, attend Bo Indabas, where they will be enlightened about this and to know what is it that you need to do in such and such a case. This is what's happening. This is what you can do. Right now, the advocate is talking about registering to make sure that you participate on these platforms and you have a say to the consultations that are there when the opportunity is open with the CRL. So what are we saying to the body of Christ quickly? Where this is concerned, because we have seen a very low turnout of Christians at many times when such issues are. We're chechela morago, and we're hoping Bomuruti Lucas, Labour advocate, will do it all. Your closing words to the body of Christ.
Yeah, my closing words is it's knowledge. Let's acquire knowledge, because now without knowledge, deception is easy. You know, so let's acquire the Word of God, acquire even knowledge about the events that are happening around us. When forums where discussions are veiled, let's show up and register, you know, our concern. Even tomorrow, we are marching to Union Building to register a dissatisfaction, you know, with government, to saying we don't like this because it's important, you know, because and it's also a constitutional provision to say let's register to say what is it that we are happy about and we are not happy about, and let's engage. But knowledge is key, you know, and as the church, let the church be the church. You know, we are healers of society. Let's spread the message of healing. Let's help the vulnerable, because that is part and parcel of our assignment as the church. And let's not protect evil. you know, because if you protect it, then we give it, you know, more lifespan and so forth. So let's do our part and be responsible. Let's excel in how we apply the word of God. Let us be the light in darkness. Okay. And then unless darkness will question us.
I'm sorry, it's not me, it's time. Sorry, Muruti. But if we'd like to know more about tomorrow, we'd like to know more about how we can engage and be part of these consultations and all that, how do we get hold of you quickly?
Yeah, send me a WhatsApp on 0789102593.
Thank you, Muruti Lucas. May God awesomely bless you.
Thank you, Sis Bongile.
Advocate, we have a couple of seconds to close.
Yes, no, just to say it's true. We should not allow anything to be decided about us without us
being involved
and
being part of it.
We must not also complain in secret. We have to publicly mention the name of Christ. And if there's things that are affecting our faith, it's upon us to be able to declare him in public. And therefore, we need to do what we're supposed to do as citizens. This thing of just meeting on Sundays, you know, being few and talk about stuff and go, it should come to an end. We are responsible in this country. God is looking at us. What are we doing?
We've been called to occupy.
Yes, we must occupy till he comes. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we must encourage one another to say, look, the times are evil. What are we doing about it? Mm-hmm. And we must acquire that knowledge that Muruti Lucas has been talking about. And we must be able to say to evil, this cannot happen under our watch.
Yeah.
If there's anybody who's claiming to be doing criminal things, saying he's a Christian,
we
or
take
a pastor,
them to task.
He must be taken to task, and we must help the victims.
All right, support the victims.
Support
get
the
counseling
victims.
For counseling for the victims
people
and all that.
People like us, even legal, you know, assistance
yes.
that
yes.
we can offer.
Yes. Yes, yes. And how do we get hold of you, Advocate?
They can get me on my number 071-264-3860.
All right.
071-264-3860.
If you'd like to find out more about tomorrow, again, there's a march to the Union Buildings with Pastor Bopastor COCC and other pastors and other Christian bodies. So you can call Pastor Lucas Nkosi on 078 or send him a WhatsApp 078-910-2593. We do not harbor and hide criminals in our churches. We report them, take them to task. And if you'd like to talk to the advocate, he says, I'm available even as the legal entity. You can call or send a WhatsApp to 071-264-3860. We leave it here today. We will come back, but we leave it here today. And may all of us that is happening take us closer to Christ, not away from him. And I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Jonathan McReynolds' God is Good. And we say hello to Germany. Johan Els Vusilio on the controls.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral oral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.